views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome. You know, I want to welcome first all of our new listeners and our previous older listeners. We are so happy that you join us here every week on the Tracy L. Clark Show here on Transformation Talk Radio, because it is about creating that change and it's about understanding what you can do, because we're not only getting to the end of a year, we're getting ready to an end of a decade, which brings up a lot of new energies to shift and change that the body's going to want to release. So for the new people, I'm known as a body whisper because I help you really tune in and listen to the whispers of what your body is telling you. Why is it telling you that? And how you can actually really understand the physiology of your body, meaning what can you do to work with your body? What's it telling you? So you can create the shifts and you can become more in charge and more empowered. I know with my story being really sick, if you read it, you can go on the website, tracyhillclark.com, and read it. I'm not going to get into it all today because this is about shifting you guys. But I will tell you, by really taking that seriously about yourself and your life and understanding what you've learned and what you need to unlearn is really important. And today, you know, the show, breaking up with the habit of being you. And I want you to really think about what that is, you know, breaking up with yourself. You know how hard it is to break up with somebody you're maybe romantically involved with or a family member. But breaking up with yourself means you really got to get real with yourself. And when I started to understand what this meant years ago, I had to really dig deep and say, what are the behaviors I'm doing? And a lot of times you're not even aware you're doing them. You will have no clue because you're so on autopilot of doing them. And if you're really real with yourself, you'll actually step back and go, oh my gosh, I do treat people like that, or I need to stop that behavior. And that's the easy part, right? That is really the easy part. The harder part is, how do you continue to shift and morph the behavior? How do you continue to move through? And this is where I say it's showing up with yourself every day. Because when I started to do this for myself 16 years ago, I would look in the mirror and literally bawl my eyes out because I'm like, I do that. I need to stop doing that. But how am I going to start doing that? And that's when I really started to research and understand more around science, spirituality, ministry, but also to understand, why is my body rejecting everything so severely when I would try to go into this new direction, or it would feel like it's getting worse rather than better. And when we have to break up with our habits, the reality is, the ego, if you want to call it that, or I just, you know, there's energies that are within your body that don't want to leave. They don't want to go. They're like, no, we know this well. We know how to function. And it's really hard. One of the steps you can also do if you want to, if it's too hard to look in and say, okay, I don't like this part of my life. So in truth, you have to speak to your body that way. In truth, that word will start to jar a lot of information out for you. What can I do to really do something different? And what is the fear that I'm having behind doing something different? The big response is, I'm fine, it's okay, it's just the way it is, and I don't have any fear. You'll hear that a lot. But if there was no fear around really getting real with self, then your life would be always moving in the direction that you wanted. And even, you know, Even when you look at expanding, so, you know, whether you're looking at leaving a relationship or maybe you're expanding your business, and this is a common one with business owners that I work with. I'm going to use this one. They'll be like, Tracy, I have to spend all this money to get to this next level. And I'm like, but that's okay, because you know that next level will set up a different foundation for you. And when they do it and they see the right plan and we've walked through it and made sure energetically everything aligns, it's worked out for them because they realize that it was their fear of all the nattering in the background. Well, what if I use the money for this and I don't have it for A, B, or C? They were trying to rationalize everything. So yes, you have to look at it, but it got to be too much information in the mental space. So they weren't making any decisions. And quite often what happens is when we look at even making one small change about ourselves and breaking that habit, it starts to become overwhelming into the body. And if you really tune in right now and you say to yourself, this is a habit I have I want to break up with, or, you know, this is part of myself I want to let go of. So maybe you say you want to become more in service, or you want to become, you know, a little bit more peace with yourself. When you start to pull that energy in and you really and truly say, what am I ready to sort of let go of? Feel where you feel it in your body. Where do you feel it in your body? Because that's where the energy is stuck. And then it's at that point we can start to dissect it and move it out even further, which literally, if you tune into that, and I just thank that hand of God of starting to release that and letting that go of where it first came into your body. So where did it first start to show up? And it can be in many, 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 many spaces. It may not even be a reference point. And if you do the one simple tool, thank you, God, reset, let go, and we override that, we can actually increase space. And if you start to feel that place in your body now, you'll start to feel more space. And it's with that space that you can start to bring in a new level and layer of energy to start to create. But we always need to look at what part of myself am I just ready to sort of let go of? You know, and what is that? And what does that look like for you? So I know there was a lot of traits and things I would do. Like, for example, I just needed to break up with being sick all the time. And it was one of those things that I got in a habit of being sick, and I knew exactly what happened when I was sick and my body wasn't well. And when I really started to look at why was I so good at taking something out and bringing a new illness in. And when I really started to dissect that, I started to realize that it was my friend. And I had a lot of pain outside of just the illness. So, you know, a harder time making friends and bullying. And so that sickness was my friend. And I had a harder time with relationships. So it was my friend. So breaking up with that part of myself was not easy. And this is where, if you really get real, so the best way I also say to do this is to really sit with yourself and ask yourself those questions in truth. In truth, do I want to keep doing this? In truth, am I ready for something new? In truth, can I change this? In truth, do I want to change this? And truthfully, do you want to change this? And this is where I would go back over and watch the answers that are going to come. Watch how quickly you are going to discover so much about yourself and what's really ready to let go of. You know, teaching this sort of exercise is one of the things that I love to do. We do it in the effortless realm. With, if you're a listener here, you get a discount on that for being a transformational talk listener. And when you're a transformation talk listener, this is what we love, giving back to the community. And what it is every Monday I give you that an exercise to do and a clearing. I clear you as well. And you build on them every week. If you're more brave, you go into like the miraculous realm because you see me 5 days a week. But I want to give you just a very interesting note that showed up in my box today, my inbox, of somebody here that was in our evolutionary realm, but also our miraculous realm. And he said, hi, Tracy, it occurred to me this week that I've not been sick of the usual sinus infections along with bronchitis that I'd suffered for pretty much twice a year in the past. That stopped a couple of years ago, which is about a year after I started to listen to the online calls with you. I used to do global online calls every month for people, but now those are included in the effortless realm and the miraculous realm only. So that's what they're talking about. It's interesting that although I was meditating twice a day, I still had all these infections and the arthritis in the knees and hips. All that went away within a year of the TLC. So he said, laugh out loud. So once he started the miraculous realm and then went into the evolutionary realm, which we do, it's a very intense 90-day coaching program that we do twice a year. That one starts in September. But what I'm saying, the reason is this is what happens when you stay in the energy and you have these realization moments. And what he had was all of these realization moments come forward as the energy was shifting of things that needed to change in his life, things that were stifling him. You know, I had someone the other day who used to have a very bad issue with their throat. And as their relationship dissolved, the throat got better. And a lot of times we don't really look at our surroundings and our environment, but as we do this work, and you got to keep going. And so I want to encourage people, if you're feeling a little frustrated or you're getting worried because we're getting to the end of the year again and it went really quickly and you're like, oh, I'm closing off energies for the last year, for the last decade. What does that look like? Do this exercise around really tuning in with self and really understanding what you're able to say, that's a part of me I just don't want to do anymore. But please know that when you do this kind of work and you are truthful with yourself, it's going to suck. So it's not going to be all roses. It will at later as you get through it. But if you're truthfully ready to break up with a bad behavior or a habit or something within your space, it's going to be extremely challenging because now you've got to do something different. It's no different than if you have been eating bad food forever and now you got to put good food in your body. You know, your body's going to reject it a little bit and you might have illness around it as well. So It's breaking up. What am I ready to break up with on myself? And what is this habit that I want to let go of that is no longer serving me? And it's in these nuggets that the energy starts to expand. And you always hear me say, you always have for years, I've been saying to people, your mind is out of your body. You got to visualize it and see it out of your body. And it's nice because now we hear scientists that are finally saying that, like it's out of your body, like you can't see it as part of the body. And I know when we're always clearing and releasing energy, we always, and you've heard me talk about this on the show, to get rid of the mental space, the mental chatter, because that is a big part of what you actually truthfully want to break up with out of yourself, is how that mind controls you and leads you, rather than how you can integrate with it for creativity, for good things, for really giving you ideas and inspiration. But you know, when it's that negative self-talk, you're able to shut it down really quickly and become very grounded and very centered. And that's that art that you learn over time of really connecting to your system and really getting calm and center and neutral within yourself. And sometimes you can get so neutral, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not feeling anything. don't get too worried there. You will feel, you do feel. But sometimes the body, I notice, takes us down to that sort of neutral space as we become more observer. So you can become more of an observer in your life. So it becomes easier to make the decisions you need to make. If you're too emotionally involved with one person's reaction, another person's reaction, like think about how many times you've gone out and you felt amazing. And then all of a sudden you bumped into somebody, they said something, and now your mood totally changed because you took on their whole reaction, which is normal as humans. We do that. But the more you get centered in self, the quicker you'll be able to let it go and say, you know what, that's not me, that's just them, and just move it along, which becomes so much easier when you're dealing with things within your life that you want to let go of. So today, hopefully take that. So truthfully, do your one simple tool. If you want guidance and shifting of the energy every week, check out the Effortless Realm program, where we just want to be there for you. And maybe you can be like Norm's testimonial, where he was talking about it just goes. And I know in my life, the more I started to really connect to my body and connect to spirit, you might say God, universe, divine. I say, thank you, God, all the time. Whatever works for you. You know, I was doing a bunch of writing the other day, and I'm going to just throw this out because it came right to me, is religion has separated us, but faith should bring us together. And when faith brings us together, we have understanding and we have compassion. We don't have rules. We don't have regulations. We don't have do this, do that. Faith is about, and that's when I say, thank you, God. It's about trusting in a much bigger space, a much bigger space. Trust, know, believe that even though you may not understand something right now, that if we can come together around the world in faith, and of unity and oneness, this is where real change and transformation happens. And this is where I learned myself when it was really, really difficult to really hold on and realize, you know what? There is something bigger and better out there. And that is where true transformation comes in. And then you will notice, like Norm, and this happened to me as I really started to do the work and understand what that meant and connect into my body. And I learned all the things I started to see, feel, and hear. I would wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have that pain anymore. I don't have my asthma anymore. I don't have this, you know, the irritable bowels and the diverticulitis and the ulcers. They just would start to just go. And that's a big celebration point. And that's what I want to thank the hand of God of imparting and speaking into each and every one of your lives to see that sometimes it can just go. So if you want to call in today and have something shifted, please do 1-800-930-2819. And Carter, we're going to go to Michael from Calgary. I believe he's on the line.
Yep. Michael from Calgary. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hi, Michael. Very good. How are you today? What would you like to share? What would you like shifted?
Well, first, I want to just thank you for everything that you've been doing and everybody in the community has been doing, because as you know, for me, this summer has been like a huge learning curve in so many ways, bringing in new things to explore that I haven't done before. And one of the things that I'm working on right now, as you know, is opening up my finances and going on a new journey.
Yes.
And I've done a lot of work shifting away from the old belief patterns of my parents, because as you know, we're in the same house. And I was just wondering if there's anything else I can do just in the relationship with my parents with, you know, I'm choosing to do it my way and they may or may not be ready to see that yet, but I don't really like want to cut them off or anything like that. And I also feel kind of,
You don't have to cut them off. It's just it's an opening your heart space to them to also say, and I can start to move this for you and anybody else listening, this is a really good one. This is partly those. So what's happening is there's imprints, as you're aware. So for the listeners, there's energies that get passed down from obviously our great grandparents, our parents, and down to us and our children. And these are just our learning. So it's all we know. We don't know any different. It functions for us. We can function in that space. However, with each generation, part of our space to come here is to create change, to break the old patterns and create the change. Mm-hmm. So you're doing that, which is great, and that paradigm. But there's also needs to be an understanding that there's a lot of people, and your parents will do this, where you just... It sounds more simple, and I'm going to shift the energy, but it's like, you know what? I really respect what you've had to say and how you've had to teach me. But now I also need you to respect me that there's some things I would like to learn a little bit differently. And that's okay. We can agree to disagree. What happens is there's a locked up, so it looks like a knot in your case. So a lot of times parents feel, and they don't know how to say this. And a lot of times when they really actually are pointed out, they get it. They feel that if their child goes on another way or another path, that they failed as parents, because a lot of times with the older generations and people that have certain programming, it works, we have to do it this way. So for them, they also see it as safety for children, right? So they see it as, well, if they don't do it my way, are they going to not be safe, or is it not going to be okay? So it brings up a lot of fear within many, many, many people, especially when the children start to go on their own path. And this is what's happening. So there's I'm going to just increase this space of understanding from you to them and them to you. And we can start to remove the accumulation of energy where there's a fear that they failed if you don't do it their way, or that you're not going to be safe, which is their fear.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And they're allowed to have that. How does that feel in your body when I say that?
Well, that feels pretty good. Yesterday I had sort of tuned into this and got the same message that you just said. And what I tried to impart is that they were successful in bringing me to the point where I can now do it my way, like where I can choose to do it the way that works for me, and that it's not anything they failed at, it's that they succeeded, because I got to this point and now I'm ready to do it my way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, but it's very true because that's it, right? So they take it on as their failure, right? Because you're doing it a different way. But that's where to remind them exactly like you did. And that's where we're opening the energy that they did great. And their whole job was to allow you to grow and expand more, right? That's as parents, we want our children to expand more. So you're exactly right. But this is just where it's an old rooted energy that that goes through lines and it goes back generations after generations, right? For survival, do it this way so you survive, do it this way so you survive. And then if you look at people that step outside of that paradigm, so when we go into work like this and we really start to take ownership for ourselves, because now, as you know, when we do energy work and we shift, who we have to be, and you now, and you know this, have to be so accountable to you, right? Mm-hmm. All your actions, all your behaviors, now you're responsible. So if you fall down in your butt, you get up and go, oh, I fell down.
Well, that's the scary thing about doing finances differently, because now I have to be accountable to everything instead of just putting it in a safe place and saying someone else is going to take care of it.
Yeah. And being and I'm very proud of you. And I can increase this energy for anybody that's looking at difference, because what you're doing now is you're forming a relationship with your money. And it was actually through I wasn't going to do this here, but I'm going to tell you, it was through the changes that I've watched you made over the summer that I'm actually redoing for the listeners. You'll have it because you're coming into the evolution realm for the financial class again. We're going to be doing it differently this fall after the health, fitness, and aging body regeneration, because exactly what you're saying. We're being set up now for a whole new paradigm of how we interact with our money, what it looks like, everything. And as we end this year, people got to get ready for the next decade of this, right? And you've done is look at, you're actually now forcing yourself by the route you've taken to look at your money, understand your money, decide what you want to do with it, and play with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell that now that you didn't do that before?
That I wasn't playing with it before?
Yeah, and really paying attention to it and understanding it and playing with it. And now you are.
Well, I guess I thought I was, but now it's on a whole new level. Because before, what I would do is I would put aside money and I would save. And I would, like, it was exactly what my parents said, and it was all right. But then once I realized that there was a possibility of actually doing something differently and not having to stay safe and play it safe and only have a small amount of money in your youth, I was like, well, if that's a possibility, I should be learning about this.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm starting to play with my money now and realize that it's not something I'm meant to be attached to. It's something I'm meant to learn and grow with.
Yes. Yes. And that's the key. And too many people are attached to their money. And when you're learning with it and you become in charge of it, then you start to develop this good relationship you've had. And again, pushing outside. So with your parents, just what you're saying and imparting, we're opening, it looks a little bit more clear that, you know what? I'm so grateful you gave me such a great foundation. They also need to be reminded of that as you're changing a lot. But I can see, they gave you a fabulous foundation. They made you who you are. They helped you really look and dig deep and to expand into understanding more of the world. Like that, they gave that to you by being who they are.
Yeah.
How does that feel in your body when you tune into that now? How does your body feel?
It feels like there's more openness, especially on the left side.
Yeah.
Like it just feels like there's a space where it wants to open and expand into something. I don't know, like where you just, you know, when you go up to someone and you just want to tell them something out of love or something like that, that's the way it feels.
Yeah, you know, and to just let, and not a simple way with even your parents. Sometimes it's just the parents need that hug that's like, you know what, I'm so proud that you gave me this foundation, because we're moving the energy as we're talking. And I'm so grateful you're my parents. And I know it can be a little scary that I'm taking a different direction, but I'm really glad that you're my parents. And you know what, you enabled me to have this foundation. And I thank you for that. And those kind of, can you feel how light that is?
Yeah, I could feel that right now. There's a lot of peace in there as well. Like it's like there's not as much worry and having to defend sides. It's more like we're already where I need to be, and I just need to remind everyone that supported me and guided me up till now that they did exactly what I was required.
Yeah, and remind them you're not going anywhere. You still love them, because you can see there's a big fear that as you change, will they lose who you like lose you because they're learning as
well,
I was saying
that. I was also scared of that as well.
Yeah. And you won't. This is a misconception a lot of people have that, you know, that as you change, they're just learning how to change with you. They're just learning what is it about Michael? And this is the energy we can open up, right? So there you're teaching them just like they had taught you. And now you're teaching them that life can be a little bit different and it can be more fun and more playful, which as I push this energy, then your mom actually, as she embraces more of that play with you, she even starts to look a little physically better. So that's a good gift for her.
Oh, that's good. Let's take that. I'm going
to
take
that. Her body starts to let go and she doesn't have quite as much tension in the system, which then it looks like her actual immune system, it starts to work better for her. And what a gift you're giving them.
Awesome. I love that.
I'm so proud of you.
My sinuses feel really open. Like even before we started talking, I was starting to feel really open. So I'll take more of that.
Well, we'll take more of that. We'll increase it. And I'm so proud of you. Keep going. You're doing amazing. And go give your mom a big hug.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Yes, we'll see
right,
you next week. Bye. You know what? This can be you. Michael's done the work and change can be a little bit hard and resistance, but it doesn't mean you have to break up with all your family and friends. It just means to teach them and tell them you love them and that, you know what, there's a reason and that they're there. So be like Michael, know you can do that. Check out the Effortless Realm. Like I say, you have a discount here. It's like $1 a day to keep you shifting and moving. And that's what it's all about. Just really stepping into a new level and layer of who you are. So we're going to just go to a quick break. We come back. We're going to come right back to Evelyn because I believe we missed her last week and we made her a promise. We'll see you right after the break.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in
again to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back to our last half hour here. I'm so excited that you are here with us. Check us out, tracylclark.com. Oh, and you can download your free copy of Clearing Out the Weeds. It's a meditation that will shift the energy and we will have some fun together. It's free. Enjoy it. Love it. And just keep on shifting together. Become part of the TLC community of Extraordinary Living, where we want to keep helping you. And also you can join us on Facebook in the TLC Leash the Superhuman Within Facebook group, where there's lots of support and people just like you. So you can sign up and just come and hang out and share your good wins. All right, we are going to get to some callers. Now, I believe we have Evelyn on the phone.
Yep, Evelyn from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for putting me through the queue. I don't know what happened last time.
Yeah, I know. We lost you last time, and I promised you. So when we saw you up, that's why we said, I said, call it, and we'll make sure we'll move you up so we don't lose you. It happens sometimes, technology.
Yeah, no kidding.
We made you a promise, so I'm glad you called back. What was your question?
So I've been dabbling in starting my own business, which is great.
Yes.
But over
the past few months,
I would say, my health has been really a juggling act, if you will. Everything from my back acting up and my stomach, and it's still persistent, and I can't seem to make it go away, if you will.
Yeah, big resistance to the changes that you're working to bring in. Okay, I'm going to ask a funny question here, but when you look at your business, which is your right direction that you're going in, and I'm going to count to three. Oh, I can feel that in your back. What's the biggest unsettled energy or fear that comes up? Hang on, one, two, three.
Biggest fear is obviously failure.
Yeah.
Failure as in it won't kind of get the traction that it needs to survive.
Yeah. To go into the direction, and your back's actually feeling pushed against a wall. That's why I asked you, because it's like literally I can feel, especially on the right side of my back, it's like literally if I'd somebody had pushed like a brick against my back and was like pushing in. So your whole back is actually shifting. So let's actually reset. I'm just going to reset, and everybody listening, you can get this well as well. You'll like this shift. So I'm going to just recenter the right brain to the left side of the body, left to the right, and I'm going to just increase the strength and support. So what we're going to do is we're going to impart and increase the strength of the body for support and stability with flexibility. There's the three. So we need support, stability, and flexibility in the body. So there's too much, a little bit too much headiness, like mental space, rather than just creative play, which is happening in the business because you're afraid of the failure. Now remember, with these, with businesses, you've got to be, we want to increase even more flexibility in the hips and in the root, because this is where we're going to push you forward a little bit more. That quite often, like even people ask me today, they're like, when you started your business, would you think it looked like this today? No, I wouldn't. Like, and what I've learned is, and I do this now, is I'm just like, okay, what do I want to do? That feels good. I can change it in a minute. So what I want to do for you is increase, and I'm going to move, I call it moving adjustments over. So things that I had to break through as well with that a long time ago, that I can actually start to pull out this accumulation of energy out of your field. There's a lot more tension on the right side. And then we go back down to the lower left. So that right is just like letting go. The left is trying to bring in the new, but we don't want you locked up on how it should be. We really need to get the creative space that you're safe, that you can keep molding it. You did the hard part, which was getting it ready and getting it out there, right? That's the hard part. And now you're going to mold it and add to pieces. Okay, so when I say that, where do you feel that in your body? Where do you feel the most tension around that failure in your body?
It moved to my left. Lower back, so closer to my sacrum.
Yeah. Okay. So let's correct that. So let's release the fear out of there. Just tune into that space. Oh yeah. I don't want to sit on my chair. Oh, okay. Let's release the energy. Yeah. Let's move for the flexibility a little bit more in there. And just actually just hold that space and let's start to dissolve and liquefy the accumulation of the energy at the root of the seed of where that took place with the fear of the failure. And I don't know about you, but I have a huge amount of pain running down my left leg now. So hang on. So it's really been getting on the nerves of the system. So we're going to actually expand the nerves. So I'm going to settle them down basically. So I'm going to actually create a new space to settle down the nervous system and where it's almost like pinching. So everywhere you feel pinched, everywhere it gets on your nerves that you're afraid it's not going to look the way you want it to look. The system saying, relax, it's okay. You're in the right place. We're just going to now start to get it out there and expand it. And so let's release anything that's got on your nerves because it's going, it almost feels like a sciatic nerve in a way, that kind of pressure. So let's get that out of your body so you don't have to feel that. And then also if there's sickness then that comes up, then it's another reason to delay a day or not do something. So there is a weird energy going on that if I've got something that's not comfortable, then I can take longer to get out what I want to get out, even though you look very organized. Like you seem to have a lot of things that you're ready to do and you want to start to mold and push out. So let's reset this for you. Okay. Now tune back into that spot. How does that feel now?
Better.
Let's release it and let it out a little bit more. Oh, made me burp. Sorry, people listening. I do burp when I move. Okay, so let's just pull. So basically the hip area, the entire reproductive, that's where we're going to reconnect the flexibility of the body back into the business. And that we're going to actually increase for just knowing and strength. Yeah, we're back to this needing to have permission to be flexible with how you change your business. When I say that, what's the first thing that comes up for you?
I don't know. I'm puzzled. I don't know what business means, I guess.
Okay, so what it's saying is it's like your body is asking, saying that like, oh, she needs to have permission to make any changes she wants in her business. So it's like, so it's a package of always needing permission to do something different. And that's what's locking up the body. So I have to go to all the accumulation of energy where your body felt like it needed permission to do something different. Because you don't need permission. You can just do it if you want to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Does that, Mia, you follow what I just said there?
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. I know. Sometimes it sits in the body. So I'm going to remove everywhere your body got locked up, feeling that it needs permission. And so a lot of times it's even just for you. All you need to say is, body, I'm going to give you strength and permission. And with all our levels and layers, we're going in the new direction. We're ready to have fun. I'm giving myself permission. So it's looking outside, but I'm going to close that off for you. So it's actually searching for other people to say, yes, it's okay. Yes, it's good. Yes, do that. And we're going to stop that because you want to give your body the most permission. So when you have an idea, you're just like, yeah, I love it. We're going to go out there. We're going to do it. And if I change it, I'll change it afterwards. And then that's all. And then you've given yourself permission. Then we can create strength on the right and the left side of the body and really have it permission of flowing. So things that are coming in, things that are letting go, it can flow and move. So your body can start to feel more flexible, more in flow, and the inflammation can come down and the nerve system can retract and be nice and calm and move forward. How does that feel?
Lovely.
Yeah. Take
amazing.
That. Yeah, you're going to feel so much better. And just every day say, body, I give yourself permission. We're going in, we're doing something new today. And watch how much more strength you're going to have, but clarity, because you're going to start creating and writing and blogging. You can see all this stuff that you're bringing in that will help your clients. And it's going to get very clear because now the only permission you need is you and universal energy. That's it. You're going to really like it. And it'll work with you. I'm so proud of you. Let me know how you're feeling, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Excellent. Have a great day. Bye, sweetheart.
You as well.
And thank you for calling back in.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right, Carter. We have Malin on the line.
Yep. Malin from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Malin. Oh, did we lose her?
Hello?
Lynn from Toronto.
Oh, there you are. There you are.
Thank you for letting me be your weekly callie.
You can. Megalina, you should come, but she's having a baby. So I love it. It's all good. You help people shift. Yes.
Okay. So my question today is, what is the difference between resistance and excuses, and when they seem so much alike, and letting ourselves, if the resistance or the excuses come up when we're doing this work, letting it be comfortable within the body and not resisting or putting up another excuse that we create instead of us moving forward. So it's like, oh, I'm not going to move forward because there's this other excuse or resistance. And then just saying, you know what, it's fine, even though it can be painful, it can be another dark night. But knowing that that dark night is actually a reward, it's quite amazing at the end of the day for us.
Yeah, because those dark nights, this is why we get resistance in the body and we make excuses. This is a great question, and I love that you called it and asked this. And we're going to shift this. So everybody listen, because this is actually... No, this is a huge one. I have chills that we're going to shift and break down for everybody, because people get this confused. They actually don't even, you picked up that you start making excuses and then you go into resistance mode. Most people, they make excuses and they don't even realize they're in resistance mode for change.
Okay.
So one, I'm going to really pat yourself on the back for that. So what happens is the body, as soon as it feels a change, and it's almost like if you go right into your sternum and you want to like anchor it in, like, oh, like you get that, oh, it's that feeling. I don't know how to describe it, but it's so tense, right? And it's like, nope, I got to watch those shows right now. Nope, I got to go for a walk. Nope, I'm going to go to the bank. Nope, I got to go make some tea. Nope, right? So those are the excuses. When you start to notice, this is the key. And I have done this myself when I was talking about the top of the hour where I had to look in the mirror and go, oh my God, I do that, is to say, and you hit it, because I'm going to tell everybody listening, we're going to do a little clearing exercise for this first, but when you start to say, I am actually not going to do that. So I am not going to grab that cookie. I'm not going to, you know, go watch that show. I'm not going to pick up that cell phone. You will feel this massive feeling in the body. And all of a sudden, that's that resistance. And then you'll find yourself, you know, going to do that behavior. But when we actually start to move through that and say, you know what? I want that cookie so bad. I feel so good. I'm just dumbing it down, but I want that cookie so bad. And you're like, nope, I'm going to go get busy. I am going to go for a walk because I'm not going to eat that cookie and I'm going to drink some more water. And you start doing that. The body starts to go, wait a minute. So what is she doing? What is he doing? Your body will act like a 2-year-old because you've trained it to be in a certain way. So it's like a 2-year-old having a temper tantrum going, I'm going to push and push and push until you give me that cookie, right? But that's coming from the mental space, because the big fear is, who am I now on the other side? This is going to come out of your left side of your brain. I'm just going to forewarn you. Who am I now on the other side? And what does that life really look like? And oh my God, if I have that life, who's included? Who's not? And what? I'm going to live this glorious life. So the body will go even into more resistance. But this is where the dark night of the souls that they call come in, because as we break through these paradigms of resistance and hesitations, where we start to get distracted and we start to pull us down and say, I'm aware. So this is part of, right, when we do this kind of work, we're aware. We're aware that's a behavior that needs to change, is number one. And the dark night of the soul can be uncomfortable and people don't want to experience that. They want and to believe that everything is just going to be like, you rip the Band-Aid off and smells like roses and eating cotton candy and everything's lovely. But when you start to pull the resistance pattern out of the body, you can have arguments with people around you. You can feel tired and lethargic. You can feel like, oh my gosh, my world is just falling apart. And then, but then when you come up out of it, and we've seen many people come up out of this, oh, they start to clear that. Then they're like, oh my God, it's so clear. It's so clear. And the inspiration starts to flow and the vitality of life. So just tune in, everyone. You'll do this with you, Malin. So just tune in, because yours is sitting on the left side of your brain. You guys feel where you feel that resistance and hesitation in your body. Like, just feel where it comes up. and where you're making excuses, which is creating an accumulation of resistance in your field from actually allowing you to move forward, which would be giving you inspiration and motivation and drive. Because the reality is your parents and people aren't going to be there to keep kicking you in the butt, right? That's why we kick you in the butt. So that's all that. People, we know it's harder for people to show up. It's why we created the program so we can kick you in the butt. Okay, so hold on to that. And just feel where you guys feel that in your body. And I'm just going to actually start to remove the accumulation of the roots of the seeds of where that energy was pushed and where it created an underlining of fear and where that fear took hold and allowed that accumulation of distraction and resistance. And then what I'm going to override this with and start to push into the body is accountability. Because again, back to what we were saying earlier, even with Michael's, when we have accountability, now we have to be responsible for understanding that everything in our life was our creation. And that's scary for people, which also creates more resistance and creates more distractions, because when we have to be really in our truth, yeah, there it goes, really in our truth, body releases that way, guys. That, no, let it go. I'm purple people. No, they burp, they fart, it's okay, it's good. Hey, if people in my workshops are like, what? I'm like, the body has to let it out, and you're gonna let everyone know how you feel in a minute. So as this actually comes out of your system and you realize I created my whole life, now I get to uncreate it and recreate it each and every day in new ways. And that, again, that thought is so big for the body, the soul, to really sometimes get in this human experience. Your soul and your spirit knows, but integrated in, the body's like, oh, that's so big, that's so big. And the mind's like, oh, let's not do that, we're gonna shut it down, right? So that's what it does. So now as we pull this energy out and go, wow, in truth, we're gonna override and speak in that you do get to create and uncreate. So the resistance can go, it's just showing you where the fear is. So when I say that, how now does your body feel?
It feels lighter.
Yeah.
The only thing I noticed when I was like, okay, you know what? Like, let me give you a clear message. And then this is what came up on the weekend, was resistance and excuses. And today I woke up with the sinus infection. And I was like, okay, so where are you not seeing the correct information? And I'm like, interesting that I had to get a sinus infection now. Not a sinus infection, but like a sinus blockage.
A sinus blockage, yep.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. So once again, my body's doing the resistance, so as opposed to letting things go.
So if you tune into the sinuses and you tap just under the eye, so where it's very difficult to breathe in the possibility that you could actually have a new life and breathe in that new life force energy, and where your body's actually resisting breathing in that life force energy, can we start to release that out? Are you're fine with that? Good.
I feel
okay.
Like it's coming out. Yeah. Little by little, but it's just like,
let's speed it up.
Yeah.
So basically when we create the blockages between the sinuses of breathing in life and really breathing in our new life. So the resistance is coming is there's still a hesitance of breathing in the new life. Mentally, you get it. Physically, the body's like, wait a minute. This is a big change really fast. And then I also have to open up the root chakra. So down in the very bottom there of your tailbone, we're going to open all this energy up. So the sinuses can start to drain and liquefy, and then just keep tapping. So when you tap under the eyes, what happens is it'll actually release up energy and open up, there are little pressure points to open up the colon and everything as well. So it'll start to flush out. So we'll increase the immune system and allow, and also you look like you're low on your vitamin D. So just an FYI.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody does know this, but in September, you don't get sick because a lot of times, kids go back to school and they say, well, that's why they're sick. They all went back to school, right? And that's actually not the case. The case is if you live in Canada or you live in places that are colder, like our climate, and what happens is the sun does a drastic change. And then so we don't get the D levels we normally get. And it's actually quite quick. So our D levels drop and then our immune systems drop. So I know for myself, I started to put vitamin D back into my system. You can check with whoever you work with. I'm just telling you energetically, what I found is I started putting in my system about 2 weeks ago to keep everything nice and strong as children are back at school and things are moving. But it's not because, yeah, they are little petri dishes that run around all the time. But it's more has to do with the energy that changes. Oh, the cats just scared themselves. The energies that changes on the levels of how our seasons are changing. So yours are reading a little bit low. They're not super low. They're just reading a little bit low energetically. So, you know, if you have some liquid drops, that would also help. But now how do your sinuses feel?
It feels great. Like it feels like it's starting to really open up. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, drain it out. It's amazing. Everything. You're welcome. All right. Those will be drained and you'll find you got to increase, but do increase your warm water. I know people would say normally water, but your actually body is requiring some warm water. So herbal teas or water and just lemon, but keep it warm, not super hot, just warm. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. You know, I can't believe we're at the top of the hour. We still have callers on the line. So make sure you call in next week and we will get to your calls for sure. You know, that was such an incredible question. And I love where people, this is part of breaking up with yourself, right? Of where do you have this resistance in your own life? And where are you making excuses? It's one to really think about and to dive deep, because it's easy to say, well, I'm busy, so I have to eat that way. Or, you know, I don't have enough money to do that. Or, you know, I don't know. But if you really look, and I say this to people all the time, look where you spend your money. You'll find that you actually have money for other things. And they become excuses to not live your dreams. They become excuses to not step into the fullness of who you are. And you know what? It's crazy if people tell you that you're never going to have fears of change and things changing. And, you know, you'll never have a fear if you do a different investment, or you're going to have them. But if you were armed with the right understanding of listening to what your body's telling you and connecting and really building your version of faith to the God consciousness and really understanding that there is something bigger out here while you're creating, you will get through those fears faster. You will get through those challenges quicker. People think that by having your best life or your extraordinary life is about never having a hiccup ever again throughout your life. And that is not true. That is not true at all. It's a matter of understanding how to get through when a hiccup happens with more ease, with more grace, and not taking 10 years to get through it, taking maybe, you know, 6 months to get through it or 6 days to get through. So imagine if you could get over that relationship breakup within a matter of days versus a matter of years. Like, I meet people who are still not over a relationship from 10, 15 years ago. So it's creating blockages in your own systems and blockages with who you are. So this is the key. This is why I created the programs I did to work with people, because I realized that we as humans need community, yes, all the time, but we need to keep understanding what is happening and supporting each other and shifting so we do get through things quicker. And by having those tools and understanding how you can do it right now, just like we did with Malin and we did with Evelyn and, you know, the body, and you sometimes don't realize that those are the things that are holding you back. But when you start to realize it, it's like, okay, I'm so better armed to get through that. And I don't have to be attached to it. And it doesn't have to define who I am for the next 20 years. And so many people get stuck right there. So if you have heartbreak or loss or pain or suffering, it doesn't have to define who you are, but it can come in and it can start to integrate with you into more peace and understanding and create and have that space of love. But as you open up into more of this energy, you will get through your pain and your suffering faster. I know what it's like. This is why I've created the TLC community, because I know what it's like to be feeling like you're going through it on the island by yourself, feeling like no one understands, feeling like you don't even know where to talk, or people are going to think you're crazy or wackadoodle or whatever you want to say. It's not. These are just real feelings. But if they stick in the body for too long, your body doesn't know any different. And it wakes up in the morning and says, okay, let's be in the same mood today. Let's be in the same space. And even though you might say, I've been doing that for 2 months. It hasn't changed. Well, you know what, guys? You might do it for 2 months, but I can tell you that it didn't take you 2 months to get there. And a tragedy doesn't take 2 months to move out of your body. So be kind to yourself, love yourself, check out the Effortless Realm, or join us for Body Regen if you want 4 weeks of health, fitness, and aging, of 8 hours of clearing online. And you have a membership, so you can actually go listen to it over and over for the next 10 years if you want to. But join us and really see the community will be there for you. I'm so happy to have you here today. Thanks for listening and being here. So if you're new, thank you. If you've been a returning person listening, thank you. I can't wait to see you next week. So have an incredible week, everyone. Stay tuned and make yourself a priority each and every day. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.